Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's sixth chapter of the laws of Bias Hamikdash, of entering the Beis Hamikdash, and it contains 12 halachas. Halachas deal basically with blemishes, which in a kayin, a permanent or a temporary blemish, different categories of an uncircumcised priest, a priest who was married against the halacha, and the lineage of a kayin. The Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. Kol kayin sheyesh be mum, any kayin who has a blemish, ben mum kavua, ben mum eva, whether it be a permanent blemish or a temporary one, le'yikonis la'migdash min ha'mizbeach v'lifnim. So he is not allowed to enter the sanctuary from the place of the altar and inward. Senema, for the Torah says in Vayikra 21:23 in Parshas Amor, the whole pasuk is Ach el apreches leyave v'al mizbeach leyigish ki mumbei leichalas mikdashay ki ani Hashem mikadsham. So it says you shall not come into the preches, the veil, which is in the Beis Hamikdash, and neither shall you come near to the altar. The malar v'nichnas, if he transgressed the mitzvah and about going in and he entered, Lakey gets Malkus apopishle of it, although he did not minister and do any Aveda. Vim Aved b'migdash, and if he would do an Aveda in the Migdash, service them Pasol, one thing is, he has rendered invalid the Aveda. V'chilul Aveda v'leka apal Aveda. So a few things the Rambam says. He has rendered invalid and he profaned his Aveda, and also he received a punishment of flogging of Malkus for doing Aveda. Shanema Asheyir Beimum Leikarv. In the same parasha, a few psukim earlier, it says in Pasuk 17, Dabe Alarim Leimer Ish Mizarach Lezaresim Asheyir Beimum Leikarv Lahakav Lechem Melikov. He shall not come close. Mipi Ashmu Alamdu, so from this the Gemara learned out, Shazar Zusha Leikarv Laveda. Now what does it mean, Layikav, that he should not come close? That he should not come close to do Aveda. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, although the Pasuk only says, Layikav, Lahakav, Lechem, Elikav, which is to be bring the Korban Tamid, but nevertheless, the Sefra learns out from the many extra psukim over there that it includes all other Kabbanis also. Halacha Beis. Not only somebody who has a permanent blemish, also somebody who has a temporary blemish, if he did the Aveda, so he has rendered his Aveda invalid, isn't it? And also he received a punishment of flogging. Which is in the next Pasuk, in Pasuk 18, Kol Isha Sher Beimum LaYikav, Yeshiva, Pisayach, Echar, Masiru, and then the Torah goes through the different blemishes. So from this our sages learned out, Shazu Azar Rabal Mum Eve, that this pasuk is a warning to somebody who has a temporary blemish. Vein Bali Mun Sha'avu B'misa, Ela B'malkus Tovad. And Kayin with a blemish who did the Vedas, he did not receive the punishment of death, but merely he incurred the punishment of flogging. The third halacha, kala mumin kulan echad shahayu bay metchilas biyasin. All blemishes, whether the kayin was born with it originally, he was born a bal mum. The echad shenol the bay achad kayin, or if he was born complete, without any blemish, and then it happened later on, bain avin, bain shain avin, whether they are temporary or not, hareza apostle achi aviru. So it makes the kayin unfit for Aveda until the mum goes away. And the Sefra says, because I only know that if he was born tamim complete and he became a baal mum. How do you know if he was born a baal mum from his mother's womb that he's pasul for Aveda? So the pasuk says, Asheyir bei mum, that anyone who will have any blemish, whichever way it would be. Halacha 4, mum kavua. When we're speaking about a permanent blemish, kagein, for example, sheva regale, sheva yad, a broken foot or a broken hand, umum eva, or for a temporary blemish, kagein, garu vayalepis, vihi hachazazis, a scab or a scurvy, which is also known as lichen, for leya mum naksubim b'tayi bovad, Hem Shapesim Bekenim. Now the Rambam says, not only the blemishes which are mentioned in the Torah, in the Iveri, Shavar, Chorot, Yabelis, not only those render a Kain unfit, but all, the Rambam continues to say, any visible blemish on the body would render a Kain unfit. Shenema, for the Torah says, Kol Isha Shebeimum, the word Ish is in brackets. For the actual, although that is the actual pasuk, Kol Isha Shebeimum, Mikol Makom, any man who has any blemish anywhere, and that which the Torah writes is only example. The fifth halacha, now the Rambam goes to tell us like this, there are three different categories of a blemish. Yes, there is a blemish, that it renders the Kain unfit to do the Aveda, and the animal unfit to be offered. Now in brackets the Rambam says, v'yesh mum shapesim b'adam b'vad malavi, there's some blemishes that only render the Kain unfit to do service. Yes, mum sha'ein pesim, there's some blemishes which in actuality do not render the Kain unfit. Al mipnei marasayin. However, because of marasayin, that people should not say that a Kain with a mum is doing the Aveda, Amr the Chacham such a kol Kain sheyesh bo echad mehem eina eved. Anybody who has any of these type of blemishes should not do the Aveda. Now the Rambam goes to explain the next halachas. Kol mi sheyesh bo mum. Anybody who has a mum, shapesu bo adum v'abrehema, that renders both the Kain and the person and the animal unfit. The Aved, Bein B'Sheik, Bein B'Meza, and he went and he did the Aveda, whether he did it unintentionally or willfully, Avedat Psula. His service is unfit, puzzle. The Im HaYimezen, if he did the service willingly, like he gets Malkus. Like he had mentioned in the first halachas, the punishment is Malkus. Chol mi sheyesh bei mum min ha-mum ha-miyuchadim la-adam va-avad. And any Kain who would have a blemish that pertains only to a person, and he did the Aveda, apa pishu leka, although he incurred the punishment of flogging, lechil avedase, he has not profaned his Aveda. Which is the second category, which he said in Halacha Hey, that there's certain mum that are only make the person unfit to do the Aveda, but not the animal. So therefore, that although it is a mum, it's not mechal of the Aveda. If it was from the third category, that a blemish which really should not render the Kain unfit, but only because of Marasai, and then we say, Eina Leikit, not only doesn't he get Malkus, Avedasik Sheyah, the Aveda's kosher. However, Lechatkili shouldn't do the Aveda. Ein Pesel Ba'adun Ela Mum Shabagoli. The only blemish that makes a person unfit is a revealed blemish. However, Ava Mum Shabachalal Agup, a blemish which is in the interior of the body, again, shenito kuliyase shaladim, a tochel shalay, or for example, if one of his kidneys were taken out, or his spleen is missing, a shenikvu meyav, or his intestines were punctured, apa pishanasa trefa, although the person is rendered a trefa, which literally means that he's organically diseased. Now this is a term which is usually used regarding an animal which suffers a fatal disease, which makes it unfit for human consumption. So we say, although the person is considered a trefa, avidasik sheir, his aveda is kosher. Shenema sheva regale sheva yad. For the Torah says in that parasha 21:19, a break in the foot or the hand, which is a revealed blemish. My elu begoli, I've called it begoli. So just like those blemishes are revealed blemishes, so also the only blemish which makes the Aveda unfit is a revealed one. Hakuti, harein kibnei necher, a Kayin who is uncircumcised. So then he's unfit for the Aveda, like a bnei necher, like a non-Jew, an alien. Shenema kol ben necher aro lei v'aro basa. The Tanakh says in Yecheskel 44:9 that no alien uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh shall enter into my covenant. Lefikach oral sha'avad. Therefore, a non-circumcised Kayin who did the Aveda, chil avedasei v'leikach hezor sha'avad, he has profaned the Aveda and he gets Malkus like a Zara, a stranger who did the Aveda, however, he is not punishable by death. Regarding a non-circumcised person who does Aveda, we find a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi holds that even somebody whose brothers died through Mila, that although it's an anus and therefore he did not have a bris, nevertheless he's mechal v'aveda. However, Tesis holds that it's only by a mumra orlis, somebody purposely did not have a bris. However, somebody whose brothers died because of Mila, who's considered an anus, he's not mechal v'aveda. Ninth halacha, kein shayin nesa nashim b'aveda, a kein who married a woman that was forbidden to him. Eina Eved Achia Dihu based in Aldas Rabim. So he is not allowed to do the Aveda until the court imposed upon him a vow which was made with the sanction of the community, Kadeshula Yile Afara, in order that he should not later be able to avoid the Nadir. Shalei Yesub Lechate, we imposed upon him a vow in order that he should no longer live in sin. The Eved, and then he can go and do the Aveda, the Yerdim Megarish, and then he would depart from his service and he would divorce his wife. The Chayinim Ayim Metamel Mason, similarly a Cain who would defile himself to the dead. Possible he is unfit to do Aveda Achi, a Kabul of the Bezin Shleitam, until he will accept a pledge in front of the court that he would not defile himself anymore to dead bodies. Vim Aved, if he transgressed the halacha and he ministered kedem sheyade before he made the vow eishikabel, or that he took on upon himself the pledge alpha pishu nasi bavei, although he is married in sin lechilu aveda, he has not profaned his aveda, and the aveda is kosher, because even a cholol who does aveda, the aveda is kosher, which we'll learn later in the next halacha. Kein sheaved v'nivdak v'nimta cholol, a kein who his lineage was investigated and we found that he was of an illegitimate descent, Avedosik Sherit, nevertheless the Aveda is kosher, L'sha'avar, the Aveda which he did in the past, the Eina Eved Abba, however in the future he is not allowed to minister any longer. The Aved Lechil, however if he transgressed and he continued to do the Aveda, he has not profaned the Aveda, Shenemar, Baruch Hashem Chele Ufeil Yodav Titzah, in Devarim 33:11 it says regarding the brachas to shave at Levi, the tribe of Levi, bless Lord his substance and accept the work of his hands, which the word chele is av chulin shabay tirtza, even those that are profaned amongst them, the chal, the chulin, should also be accepted their aveda. Halach 11, Bezdin HaGadol, the Supreme Court, Hayeshim Belishkas HaGadol, they used to hold session in the chamber of the Hun Stone. That was the place, Lishkas HaGadol, which was designated for the Beis Din HaGadol. The Iker Masayim, and the main task of their work, HaTadish, HaYeshim, V'Donna, Sakunu, Beikin, HaKeinim, V'Yuchsinu, V'Mumim, the main task of their work was to sit and judge the priesthood. What did that mean? They would examine the Keinim, their lineage, and for blemishes, any Cain who was found unfit because of his lineage, he would then have to clothe himself in black and veil himself in black and leave the temple court. Anyone who was found without the blemish and fit of his lineage was good. He would wear white clothes, and he would enter and serve together with his brothers, the priest. Last halach in this perek, if a kain was found that his lineage was kasha, however he was found to have a blemish, so then he would sit in the chamber of wood, and he would examine the wood that would be used for the altar to make sure there were no worms in it. And he could share in the hallowed offerings in the Kadesh together with the men of his subdivision and eat thereof. For the Torah says in the Parsha of Mumim in 21:22 in Vayikra, Lachem elikov mikotze akadoshim, umin akadoshim yechol. Regarding somebody who has a mum, previously it says he shall not come close to serve Hashem. However, the lechem elikov, he could eat of the bread of Hashem, of the holies and of the holy of holies, he's allowed to eat. So he's allowed to partake together with his brothers.